The Missouri Botanical Garden in St. Louis is hosting the biggest collection ever in the United States of contemporary sculpture from Zimbabwe. 67 pieces from the Chapungu Sculpture Park are on display, and unlike the masks and statues that are typically thought of as African art, these stone sculptures are modern. Alongside sculptures depicting rites of passage or respect for elders, these works also deal with contemporary issues from civil war to the AIDS crisis in Africa. Jim Dryden reports.
The Missouri Botanical Garden is best known for its displays of plants native to the Midwest, a tropical rainforest under a geodesic dome, and the largest Japanese garden in North America. Its botanists also work in more than 30 countries, cataloging and preserving threatened plant species. Botanical Garden Director Peter Raven says art is very much a part of this work.
So if we want ongoing development of knowledge about the plants or anything else in any country, what we need to do is to get out there and live there year after year and work with people, get to understand and know the country, and to know a country is to know its art, its customs, and its culture. It's all part of a comprehensive picture. And indeed, when one's talking about building sustainability in an individual country, it means culture, people, economy, plants, and everything about that country, managing all of its assets sustainably, and art is very much a part of that.
In 1970, in what was then called Rhodesia, a small gallery opened as part of a national art program that recruited local artists and taught them to paint and draw in the style of Western artists. But when they were introduced to stone, their work took on an identity of its own. Artists in the region didn't traditionally work in stone, but Chapungu Park director Roy Guthrie says the new sculptures soon began to define art in the southern African country that became Zimbabwe.
It was as though they were saying, we have a culture of our own. They worked in a time of white domination. In a sense, they were also saying, this is our culture. We have our own way of life.
The small gallery grew into a 15-acre park when the stone sculptures couldn't fit through the gallery doors. Curator David Chidumo says the sculptures are exhibited outdoors not only because of their size, but because just like humans, the sculptures benefit from the proper surroundings.
They need a special environment as well, just an environment that a human being actually needs. So when we set up a piece, we need to look at the environment and whether it's going to attract itself by the environment around it.
The 67 sculptures now on display in St. Louis range in height from 3 to 10 feet. They weigh up to 6,000 pounds, and they come in many styles and deal with many themes, from the HIV crisis in Africa to children playing leapfrog to living in harmony with nature. Chapungu Park director Roy Guthrie says once the sculptors found their identities, it was important that they could make what they wanted rather than what others expected to see.
Well, I must say this has been one of our missions, to try and show people that there is such a thing as contemporary African art. You know, if you go to any of your libraries in this country and throughout the Western world, you'll find almost nothing on contemporary African art. We acknowledge that there were fine artists in Africa who influenced all our great European artists of the last century. But we then also turn around and say, but their descendants, of course, cannot make art, because the only valid art is those masks and Benin bronzes from that era.
Most of the contributing artists in this exhibition had little formal training. Joe Mutasa taught himself to draw as a child. His primary school still uses maps that he illustrated. Later, he carved figures, mainly for the tourist trade. But when he came to the Chapungu Park, he says the stone began to tell him what it wanted to become. As he chisels off layers, he says it reveals the sculpture hidden beneath the surface.
I think sculptors are taking off what is not wanted. You get a shape of stone which has got something in it already. All you have to do is take off what is not needed. And sometimes, I mean, you just go into the stone, and as you go on and on, I mean, you see an image coming out.
The images in Mutasa's sculptures are human, tall and thin, and they deal with family issues. One, called Coming of Age, depicts a mother with her teenage daughter, the mother's face smiling slightly as she holds her growing daughter against her chest. In another work called The Planned Family, a mother, father, son, and daughter share an intimate moment. As the new millennium began, Mutasa says he wanted to show that two children is enough. But other artists from Chipungu are not as interested in social commentary as in making pieces people will like. Royal Cotillo is 29 years old. He came to Chipungu at the urging of friends. And one day, on an expedition to gather new stone, he wandered into the bush and found a direction for his career when he stumbled upon a family of small birds.
I came very close to these birds. You know, they'd be resting near a tree, you know, under a shed. You know, I just walked slowly, watching at them, you know. So I automatically get into making beds. I was the only one who started doing beds. You know, they started to sell. And I started to change them, to make them bigger and bigger, the way I see them just playing under the tree.
Cotillo created one large work for the current exhibition. It is seven birds carved from a single stone with smooth, shiny black eyes and a textured gray surface that resembles feathers. Although very low to the ground, the sculpture measures roughly 4 feet by 4 feet and weighs 2,600 pounds. The artists are creating new works while they're here, and Joe Mutasa says he wants people to see his sculptures, just as he imagines musicians want people to hear and enjoy their music.
Most of these artists didn't actually go to art training schools. It's within them. You express yourself for others to see or to hear, to participate. If you are a very good painter, I don't think you would keep everything to yourself. You have to show it to the people.
Between now and October, the Missouri Botanical Garden expects more than 500,000 visitors will see Mutasa's works, as well as those of the 25 other sculptors whose pieces are displayed, as part of Chipungu, Custom and Legend, a Culture in Stone. For NPR News, I'm Jim Dryden in St. Louis.